Okay, second episode, 2024, end of January. That was the first month of the year, guys.
Yeah. Vacation aside, it's tedious as always.
Yeah, you went all over the place, Colin, after visiting me. How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. Disney World was fun. Daytona Beach was decent, although it got a little windy and rainy. Miami Beach was great. That got windy and rainy, but I did see a cruise ship leaving port at one end of the beach. So, I shit you not, that inspired me to take a Caribbean cruise within the next 3 years.
Joy and I know something about that.
Do you?
Yeah, we took one together.
Huh.
Many years ago now, at this point.
Yeah, many years ago.
And you didn't invite me, you bastards.
I was not living in Canada yet.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, well. How was the Arkansas video game place?
Oh, it was really fun. Not quite as cool as I envisioned, but then again, YouTube tends to make things look better than they are, but it was still really fun. Let me just get these photos up of all the games I found.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. It was like, they actually had Street Fighter 3 there, and Street Fighter 2, of course.
Like 3 Alpha Primal, or something? Because those cabinets do make their way around.
Nope, it's Street Fighter, straight up Street Fighter 3, Third Strike.
Oh, third. Okay, Third Strike, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other one.
There's also... There's also Primal Rage, Rival Schools United by Fate. That was a real favorite of mine way back when. Rampage, Time Crisis 2.
Yep, classics at this point.
Yep, Galaga, of course.
Ah, no one's ever heard of that one. What'd that ever do?
Die Hard Arcade. Crazy Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Although, unfortunately, the pedals didn't work.
Oh, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
I feel like I've played all these in the bowling alley at one point in time.
Yeah. And California Speed, Hydro Thunder.
Never played
Burger
those.
Time.
Never played that.
Outrun.
Played a cabinet of that.
Yeah, this is the cabinet version. And, of course, a couple of DDR machines. Let's see. Mortal Kombat 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. So did you buy any more games, or did you kind of hold off after our splurge from a few weeks ago?
I bought a couple of them when I saw a game exchange. Because I went to Olive Garden for lunch.
Gotta get those breadsticks.
Naturally.
Oh,
and
no.
Since it was lunchtime, I got a discount.
Ah.
It was pretty nice.
The only big food adventure that I had recently was I went to Buffalo Wild Wings for their buy one, get one deal on Tuesday. And let me just say, my asshole paid for it for the next 2.5 days. Oh, my God. So much fire. God, I didn't even have anything like that bad. It was just a regular like buffalo, just medium, and it's like usually that stuff makes my mouth on fire, but didn't feel it. And but I guess we all know where it went.
Your bowels are weak.
Get or a maybe it's what stomach. They make their chicken out of, or how they process their chicken.
Maybe
because I had Little Caesar's chicken wings, and that didn't do anything to me.
Perhaps.
Good hangover food, though, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, at the arcade, there was an entire aisle of Donkey Kong machines.
Oh, see, that's one. That's my area.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Well,
and
cool.
The Simpsons arcade cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And NBA Jam Tournament Edition. And Silent Scope.
Sounds like they had a lot of stuff there. So
they sure did.
Yeah.
They even had a Sound Voltex Exceed Gear machine, which is like this rhythm game straight out of Japan. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's not supposed to be sold outside of Japan at all, so they've got it here illegally.
Or they just imported it and didn't sell it.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So but it is dated for 2021, so who cares? Yeah, it was a really fun vacation. I'm really glad I took it. And strangely enough, all of my connecting flights worked out. Although at one point, when I was flying out of Providence to get to Orlando, I was connecting through Charlotte, and then there was a bit of a delay on my end, and then I still made my connecting flight, but my bag didn't, so that had to be sent on a later flight.
Did you change airlines?
Nope. Huh. No, it was American Airlines.
That's generally strange, because anytime I've had to change airlines, the bag is just inevitably lost every time.
Huh.
Yeah, so do never recommend switching airlines.
Well, it worked out for me.
Yeah. Okay. So, a cocktail place opened up near work, and I must talk about this on the podcast immediately.
Okay.
Because it's a nice, I can't say high end, it's just a very nice cocktail lounge bar, piano, nice couches, nice chairs. Sent a picture to Joey, and the bartender, he's an Irish guy. This guy knows what he's doing super well. He comes up with, they're all drinks of his own making. So the favorite one I had was the smoked chili old fashioned. I put out a video of this guy making this thing. It's literally involves like blowtorching rosemary and a cinnamon stick and an orange, and then putting the glass over it to smoke them. And as you're making the rest of the cocktail, that's what's going on. And then you put it all together. He has this like chili bourbon, which I'm going to have to buy. Very good. Would recommend this place. Not sure how successful it's going to be, but as long as it's in business near work, will be a regular place for me to go, I imagine.
Nice.
Drinks aren't too expensive either, so that's also important.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. How about you, Joey? What you been up to?
A whole lot of nothing, really.
Yeah. Just taking care of the animals.
Yep.
And then also your cats. Ha!
Yeah, that's true.
Ha. See? Made a major woman's an animal joke. Ha! So funny. Ah, classic.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Make sure Megan hears that. Hope she ready to throw down.
I'll tell her you called her an animal.
She is an animal. All right. Enough jokes. I beat Dave the Diver.
Oh, sweet.
Beat the main story. Did a lot of the Red Mist section at the end. Put another 5 hours in after I beat the main story. So, yeah, 40 hours plus into that thing. The story's all wacky. I did enjoy that. The boss battles at the end were, like, kind of frustrating, but because the game is forgiving, it was, like, no big deal. So that was nice, at the very least.
Yeah.
Kind of wish it was more interactive rather than kind of quick time events and mixing in, a runaway scene and that kind of stuff. It's good, but I was kind of expecting a little bit more to finish it off, but it is Dave the Diver. It's an indie game, but yeah, I mean, that's between that and Liza P, 1-2, flip them if you want. Those were great. Last year was very good for games for me. Would recommend Dave the Diver. Then, as for other things, I'm back at Final Fantasy 16. Beat like 5 chapters since, when did I put that down? End of November, early December. There's still like 65 chapters in total. So
Jesus.
I'm like 10 or 12 chapters left still. And let me tell you, a lot of these chapters take just anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Not to mention if you're doing a side quest or two here and there, just a lot of, it's a lot of time and effort into this game. And it's not like I'm flubbing around or, well, you get the idea. I'm not doing a lot of side stuff. I'm trying to just go kind of straightforward into it as much as I can and want to. Occasionally, I'll hit up a side quest. Occasionally, I'll be like, okay, how do I get this sword? But I've spoken about this before where the game's not really as in-depth as you'd want it to be. It's a very more cinematic play-the-story type of game. And then Assassin's Creed Unity. Kind of poking around in that. Kind of slow and clunky, but it works. Helps when you play it like many years after it comes out and it's not as buggy. And I found out something weird about my, or interesting about my PS4 is, so what I've been doing prior is when I moved into the house, anytime I wanted to play the PS4, I just slap in the HDMI cord that's hooked up to my PS5 into the PS4 and it works fine, right? Well, when I finally decided to hook everything up more or less and put them into the switchboard, the HDMI cord I thought was faulty because the PS4 would like get a connection, then lose it right away, then it just wouldn't recognize it. It's back and forth. And then it occurred to me, I'm like, wait a minute. What if the HDMI cord has to be a certain, I don't know, grade, we'll call it? Because the PS5 one has the, like the USB 2.0 and that kind of stuff. And I was like, wait, the PS4 has HDR, doesn't it? High definition reading or whatever the R means. So I reset the settings, then put in the regular HDMI and it works fine. I just can't have it in. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay, forgot about like, this whole modern technology thing because I play so many retro consoles.
Hello?
Yeah, so that's what happened with me. Was with the PS4. Yeah. Okay, Joey, you had a topic to talk about, right? Correct?
Yes. I wanted to talk about Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth.
Okay, I'm very familiar with the Yakuza series, and I started playing Like a Dragon, but I never finished it. But I think this is the third installment of that.
I think so, too. Series. Yeah. And it just came out 2 days ago.
In America.
Yeah, I guess.
Digital only, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
I think it was released everywhere 2 days ago.
But it is digital only. I think in Japan you can get a physical, but everywhere else it's digital.
This might be the fourth one, because there was Like a Dragon. No, it's the third one. There's Like a Dragon, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name, and then this one. So, yeah. Then they decided to do something lovely by putting New Game Plus only in the Deluxe and Ultimate Editions. So if you buy the Standard Edition, you do not get New Game Plus.
Yeah, you're basically paying for a 60-hour game with no option to continue with all of your stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I hope it doesn't catch on. I hope this game fails, but it probably won't.
So it's a $70 game, and right? Or is it
$60? I don't know what the standard price is.
Let's look this up.
This article doesn't say the regular price. I'm guessing it's $60.
Yeah, I'm trying to confirm this here. Let's see what Steam... Oh, here we go. GameStop. Let's see what you have to say. I'm pretty sure it's digital only. I remember reading that somewhere. Let's see.
Steam has it for $70.
See, aha. Okay. Yeah, it sounds right.
$70 for the regular game. $85 for the deluxe and $110 for the ultimate.
Good God.
So you gotta pay $15 extra to get New Game Plus.
Wild. Yeah, I see this as a very scary possibility of where games are heading. for sure. Yeah. Okay, so I got the map up. Deluxe Edition, Master Vacation Bundle, explore
that's
a
one,
bonus I dungeon, get special summon, resort quest, outfits, new game plus and more. Yeah. And then the Ultimate Edition has that
plus
customize your party's look and outfit. So a lot of just attire stuff.
Yeah. But if you buy just the base game and then decide you want the new bundle, the new game plus bundle, it's $20 add-on if you don't get the deluxe edition right off the bat.
Oh.
So it could cost you $90 to get new game plus.
God. What I'm scared of, and I'm not sure the article made this clear, is it said you can't change the difficulty level. So I'm wondering if then also the base game has only one difficulty mode, or that means you're unable to change the difficulty in post game unless you... Well, no, that doesn't make sense because then you just don't have the post game. So that sounds like you only have one difficulty level. Okay, here we go. Like a Dragon difficulty levels explained. The moment players begin the adventure, they're thrown directly into it. Won't have trouble. However, those who have picked up such a game for the first time will be very confused. So some players will want to change the difficulty to make things easier. Yes, that is also locked behind.
Jesus.
Yep. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
The option to change the difficulty is also locked behind a paywall. That's fucking insane. Normal is the lowest difficulty, and then hard and legend are locked. So there's no easy mode either. They just took that out. And that stinks because those games live off easy mode, because if you just want to play the story and fuck around.
Yeah. Unless normal is easy.
No, I don't think so.
Piss people off because they want a normal game.
Or they want a normal challenge, but now they nerfed it. That's possible. Oh, that's a extremely dangerous precedent, and I can totally see that happening in the future with games. Just like expansion passes and season passes and things you can't access. I don't like that at all. Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I can see season passes for some games make sense.
Yeah, but this is like basic content.
Yeah,
that now they're putting price tags on. I mean, just from my own experience, I'm very rarely a new game plus guy anyways. I've only done that with like 3 games ever in my lifetime. did it with Horizon Zero Dawn, Liza P. I got through a lot of New Game Plus there.
I'll do it if it's available when I get to the game, but if it comes out later, I probably won't come back to it.
Yeah. What do you think, Colin? You have the same worry we do?
Maybe not quite to the same extent. I mean, it sounds an awful lot like what happened with on-disc DLC, and that didn't last very long.
Yeah, maybe people just won't pay for it. There's no value to it.
It has mostly positive reviews on Steam, so.
I mean, the Yakuza series is very fun. The stories are goofy. I mean, shit, I've played all of them outside of the Like a Dragon series. So, I have every one of them on PS4. But. Including Judgment, played that one, but I didn't play any of the sequels. I didn't think that was like worth exploring more of. Like a Dragon in its RPG form, I'll have to reevaluate that someday. But oh, hello, kitty cat. What's going on, buddy? It's all rainy and cold outside.
He was nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was nowhere to be found last week.
Well, he's terrified of you. He's terrified of the other humans.
As he should be.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to talk about some gangstas and sandboxes?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't have much else to point out.
What about you, Joey? You put 30 hours into Pal World already?
I put... how many hours do I got? 16.
Not as it's much fun. As I had thought when I made the joke.
I bought it Thursday, I think, so I haven't really... I didn't buy it when it first came out. Bought a couple days late.
Okay, now the 16 is like, well, I only bought it a few days ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday I played it, most of it. I played probably about 6 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like 4 or 5 hours. It's buggy. It's fun, but it's buggy. I fell through the world a couple times. Luckily, I didn't die, but it was annoying. One of them, I was in a dungeon killing the boss and then fell through the world. I went back to the dungeon. It was a level 8 dungeon instead of the 13 I was in. I beat the boss and I left, and then I turned back to the 13, so I went back in, but the boss was gone, so I didn't get the reward for killing it.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, whatever. I did all that work just to fall through, and then I fell through randomly in the open world underneath. It just ports you back to your base, but it's still annoying. And then I have a glitch where invaders, they're trying to climb up to get to my base, and I shoot them, and then they want to run away, but they just glide away, and they gain speed down the hill, and they just shoot off into the distance, and it's really weird.
That is amazing.
So, yeah, it's buggy as hell. It's fun. I haven't played multiplayer. I was only doing single player.
Oh, the multiplayer is ridiculous. Especially when you get, like, more than 10 people involved in a server. Then you're all... Yeah, you're all just causing mayhem. Close vicinity.
Yeah, so I'm just slowly playing, trying not to look things up and just figuring shit out as I go. Dan also has it on Xbox, but he doesn't have Xbox Live or Pass or whatever, so he doesn't have multiplayer.
Ah.
And cross-platform's not there yet in this game.
No.
So we're just kind of just giving each other tips. So it's kind of like old days of playing games and just getting word of mouth of tips instead of looking shit up.
Look at Joey, retro gaming podcast doing retro things in modern games. Fun.
Yeah, well, I figure if I figured everything out, the game would get boring real fast.
I guess it depends. I mean, I was kind of doing that with Armored Core recently, and then I was like, wait a minute. I want to know what the cool shit and cool builds are, and I just don't have the... Like, if I had more time, or I wanted to sink in an extraordinary amount of time to make those builds and figure it out myself, that's one thing. I'm not 11 years old anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, if after I beat the tutorial, then maybe, but...
Yeah.
The tutorial, the completing, you have to beat a level 30 dungeon boss, so I'll keep going this way until I beat him. And then maybe if I start a new game, I can optimize it. But right now, I just have fun figuring out stupid shit.
All right. Let's see. What is the drop I'm going to do? Mortal Kombat. Sounds right.
Okay.
Fatality. Yeah, I think that works. I think that works because, look, we're playing a game and killing a bunch of people, some campy, lots of deaths. Right? Yes? Cool. Of course. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Joey, this was your pick. Why?
Yes, two reasons. Mainly, both these games are more modern than usual, and it usually pisses people off, so that's why I picked them. And then they both have a theme of gangsters and sandbox, so Gangster Sandbox.
And they both came out in the same year on the same new gen consoles at the time.
Yep. They came out about 6 months apart. So... And I guess maybe competing, although one overshadowed the other one completely. So
that's for sure. Yeah. I even looked up a bunch of like video reviews and written reviews at the time. because I wanted to see just what people say about these things back then. And then you look up people who have like reviewed the game in the last couple of years to see what the mindset is, I guess, playing them many years later, and still gets a lot of comparisons from one to the other.
Oh, yeah. This is what, like, COD and Battlefield? Whatever other shooters to go back in the day, two of the same kind of genres that came out at the same time.
Yes, in that sense, but the difference between like what COD and Battlefield is, there was like a sense of tribalism behind picking one game over the other. I never got that with these two we're going to mention here.
Although,
just like, oh yeah, this also came out.
I think if one of them, I think that might be gone to tribal now. I didn't even know one of them came out, a new game, 2 years ago. So yeah, let's start with the bigger of the two. We'll start with Grand Theft Auto 4. Came out April 2008. Yeah, I'm changing it up. Come with Big Boy. Developed and published by Rockstar, which everyone knows. I bought this on Steam for $20, and it is not worth $20 on Steam.
Okay.
Why is that?
Explain yourself.
There is a, at least for me, then there was a huge glitch. Whenever I used the e-brake, trying to turn around corner sharp, the camera, and if I was holding down the direction, the camera would spin around a bunch of fucking times, and then my car would be ending up facing the opposite direction. And it kept happening, and I was like, what the fuck? So I could only like tap the brakes, so I could barely take sharp turns. So it got really annoying. So that first mission, we had to chase people, was impossible for me. And when I finally caught up to them, the car disappeared and they were in a random spot and I couldn't find them. So I just gave up. I played about an hour of this and I just requested a refund because it just didn't work on Steam for me.
Shit.
So you can get this on like 360 and PS3 for like $5. $10 if you really, really must have it. It's kind of the general prices for it.
Yeah, for that price, it might be worth it, but $20 for something that wants to make me dizzy? Nah.
Especially with a game that's like so popular and there's a billion copies out there, it's definitely not worth $20.
Yeah,
it doesn't have kind of rarity or staying power.
Maybe if they just didn't sit on Grand Theft Auto 5 and like remaster this one, it'd be nice, $20 for a remastered version, but yeah.
Did they never remaster 4?
I don't know. Did they? Because unless that is the remastered version and it's a new bug.
Let's see. We got Greatest Hits. We got Complete Edition.
Yeah, Complete Edition just has the DLC.
Yeah, Special Edition. Let's see. Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy. I think that's just the Liberty City games, right? Not 4?
Doesn't 4 take place in Liberty City?
Yes, it is Liberty City, but not the like the PSP games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy. Let's see what
unless that's like all the Grand Theft Auto 3. I mean, because there's 3, then there was Vice City and San Andreas, and then 4, so.
Alright, here we go. Let's see, what does it entail? It entails Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. Okay.
Yeah, so those 3 before 4.
Yeah.
That, I think, we're probably all in the same engine. Same everything, just
Unreal Engine 4, and this was in the Rage Engine. Let's see what the Rage Engine story is. Proprietary game engine of Rockstar. Let's see.
First
game was Table Tennis in 2006. Let's see.
And Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2 were in it. And it looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 and 6 are also on the engine. So
that's a damn good engine.
Well, it's kind of rough in Grand Theft Auto 4 if that hasn't been updated, because the car definitely bounced around a lot for me.
Well, you did play it on Steam, where it's kind of wacky, because I had no issues in this. The because I'm, I mean, you and I played Grand Theft Auto 3 to our hearts melted.
Yeah.
Playing that shit. Same with Vice City and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
I still think Vice City is the best one, but
Vice City is certainly a lot of fun. What I noticed in this immediately was a lot more like buildings you can go into. There was very rarely like any sort of clipping or like buildings coming into load out of nowhere. We saw that a lot on the PS2 Grand Theft Autos. And then there was certainly a lot more details in buildings and cars because it was the next gen. And then the installment of the cover system, which really put in a lot of physics that were needed in the game that really just didn't happen before. It was a lot of just, I've seen it described as block physics, where everything's just a rectangle, while this was more defined. I'm not very good at how coding works in that sense, but I imagine it takes a lot more work. And so Grand Theft Auto 4 had very much a lot of power behind it. So I played this quite a bit. I would say I put about 4 hours into it, just more or less fucking around, playing the beginning aspect of the story. It's like an upper echelon Grand Theft Auto 3 game, so it makes sense for sequel. It's more of the same with more wackiness that like San Andreas introduced. So they kind of took the success behind that and put it in 4 with a more, they stuck to the gangster kind of mobster storyline, which I'm way more into personally than kind of what the wackiness of like Grand Theft Auto 5 introduced.
No, I have Grand Theft Auto 5, but I've never played the actual game.
Oh, I think I put like 10, 20 hours into it, but I've clearly
played role playing servers, but I've never played the actual game.
Yeah, 5's been out for a fucking decade now.
Yeah.
Decade plus. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly been GTA Online that they've been working on the whole time.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder what GTA 6 is going to be. Is it going to be just online? Is it going to be more of that? Are they going to do both? Not quite sure. I mean, it prints money, so I imagine they could just do what they want.
Yeah, I know a lot of people had a lot of fun with Grand Theft Auto 5 Online, though. Like, I guess running raids or robberies and type stuff like that. But I also heard there was a bunch of cheaters.
Yes.
So,
and in-game currency and gambling, you know, very much a problem.
Yeah. And that was a thing that was talked about way, way long ago when you could actually put real money in to gamble in the virtual casino. Or virtual currency.
Yeah. And it looks like Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be made in the same engine, so
yeah,
I guess that brings the question: could we be looking at an aging engine? I don't know. Red Dead Redemption 2 was really powerful, and you would think engine that's over 10 years old, they wouldn't be able to put up with it.
Based on Wiki, said they refined it for Red Dead, so it looks like they're modifying it.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, you end up with a Bethesda issue.
Yeah, I wonder if they should have just called it Rage 2 at that point. So just the same engine if it's gone through so many iterations.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Oh, there was a remastered version of... No, that's Grand Theft 5. They remastered Grand Theft Auto 5, but not...
Well, oh, yeah, they've re-released GTA 5 like 7 times over at this point. It's like Skyrim.
Yeah.
So GTA 4 with the draw distances was very impressive. It felt like a next-gen game.
Yeah.
I didn't really have much time to play this one.
Well, you were on vacation all fucking time, bro.
Yeah, and plus I don't have a copy of it. All I could do was watch YouTube footage yesterday. But 10. The latest GTA game I've actually played is San Andreas. I haven't played 4 or 5 at all.
Well, I can tell you 4 is a higher-end version of San Andreas. That's my opinion. Yeah. Yeah. There was bowling in the game.
Oh, how long did you bowl?
Bowling. Of course I went bowling.
Did you get 300?
No, I'm better in real life.
Did you get $299?
No, I got like 160s. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like the whole thing with bowling, like Nico's cousin would constantly call him every 10 minutes to go bowling, became something of a meme at the time.
Yeah, and you get to go on dates and stuff. So much like in the Yakuza, it's like, oh, I got to go on a date at the bowling alley. Who does that in real life?
San Andreas too.
My mom, if you're hearing my phone go off, my mom is texting me pictures of the cabbage she just harvested. She says it weighs 5 pounds. I'm sure that excites a lot of people. Okay, so they added a bunch of melee attacks in this game, which I did not do. I just played it like I did GTA 3 and stuff, where you just go up there and like whack square a whole bunch of times. Just
so you didn't square up and do the different attacks?
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. So apparently you can actually like disarm people and counterattack. I was like, oh, didn't do any of that.
Yeah, I just moved out of the way of their punches and then just hit them a couple times.
You know what's weird, though? Is playing a GTA game without all the cheat codes just input in. So I was like, oh, I actually have to play this with the prospect of death. Like where it matters and I lose my shit. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, weird. Because come on. When we played GTA 3, it was just like, all right, infinite health, all the weapons.
Yeah, who didn't do that back in the day?
Yeah.
That was pretty much every kid's thing way back when. Just find the cheats, put them all on, and then just go nuts. I mean, me and my siblings used to do that all the time with the DOS games we played.
Yeah.
Constantly with Duke Nukem 3D. I think also Doom, when we got to play it. Put on God mode.
Yeah, I did like the introduction of a small fast travel system in this game, so that was nice. So you're not having to roam the city over and over again, even though that's kind of part of the fun, is going around Liberty City. How big the city is, I think, made them implement that, because holy shit, this is just so much bigger than what we'd go through in Vice City or even San Andreas, and that was daunting when that came out. GTA 4 was kind of the first feeling of what a massive map this was. Do you think this is kind of the
bigger than 5?
Is it?
I think.
I don't think that's right.
I think 4 had the biggest map.
Okay.
Nope. It's 3 times smaller than GTA 5 map.
Yeah. See. Hot.
Never mind.
Take that. I was like, that doesn't sound right at all.
Five is an island. 4 is actually smaller than San Andreas. Based on this little image I'm looking at.
There had to be more like within that made it bigger. You know,
yeah, it's way more dense. San Andreas had a lot of open areas.
Right, so you can like fly your planes and jetpacks and shit.
Yeah.
This one has the helicopter, and you're actually looking at like the Empire State Building and shit. Like, it's clearly New York. While
no, it's Liberty City.
Stop. The original made it feel like it was Vegas, Chicago, and New York kind of put together. This just felt like it was just straight up New York. Hell, there was a fucking Statue of Liberty in this game. I mean, come on.
Hey, I was going to point out, having been to Miami Beach, I can tell you right now that Vice City is very faithful to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just suddenly, that's what it's based off of.
Suddenly popped into my head. It was just kind of funny just seeing it in real life compared to the how it looks on PS2.
Yeah, it's always cool when. Yeah, it's always cool when, whether it's a show or a game where you can clearly tell something's based off somewhere and you've actually been there and you go, oh my God, that looks exactly like it or close enough.
Yeah, it was the same with Spider-Man PS4 with New York City.
Well, I mean, the whole universe takes place there, so. I hope it looks like it. Okay, so story-wise, I wasn't expecting, like, moral choices to be made, but I'm not sure what the impact would be, like, in either-or situation. I felt like it was just kind of a whatever choice I made made the moment different, but not overall. I wonder if that changes throughout the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I did not get that far.
So, reading more into this, this is kind of starting the whole online multiplayer scene. Obviously, did not do that, but at one point, you could do 32 players across the map, and you can. There was a lot of modes you can do, so clearly this was kind of the blueprint for GTA 5. This is where they started it, I assume. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of cover system-based mechanics, which made the game more engaging to me. I mean, it's phenomenal, for sure. There's a reason why it got, like, straight 9s and 10s across the board for reviews. Did it get Game of the Year that year?
Yes. And it was the best-selling games at the time, over 25 million copies by 2013. 25 million at that time, yeah. And Wiki says that many critics consider it one of the greatest games of all time.
Oh, there was controversy in a GTA game? Oh, no way.
I know.
Never happened.
Gasp.
So shocked. Jeez, it earned $310 million on the first day.
Yeah, it's a money printing franchise.
Yeah,
just people like to cause mayhem in a city, and it allows you to do that at your will, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay. Game gets a pass. If you played a Grand Theft Auto game, you've played this one. It's just more in depth and better graphics and better everything. So, easy pass for me.
I'm going to fail it because of that glitch.
You fail it on Steam. Be specific.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you get a copy, it probably works better, but.
Did you try playing it on your Steam Deck or your computer?
Computer.
Okay.
With an Xbox controller. Sorry, I'm
not sure about that. Yeah, me neither, Alexa.
So, I mean, if you get a copy and you actually play it on an Xbox or PS3, probably fine. But. For me, fail.
Okay. Colin? Well, I guess
I pass it.
Yeah. Okay. He passes based on. All right. Next game.
Next game. Saint Row 2.
Did you play this longer than an hour?
I played it for an hour.
Oh. So you played them both the same?
Yeah. That game about the same time. I went through like the beginning parts where they're still explaining it. This is by Volition and published by THQ. It came out October 2008, and I like Saints Row a little more than Grand Theft Auto because it's campy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't take itself serious, and I love that. So I ran around as a mime, had my face painted.
Colin would like this fact immediately. The guys who were involved in this game made Descent and Descent 2.
Yeah, I pointed that out in the previous cast.
Yeah.
They were formerly Parallax Software.
Okay. Go on, Joey. You were saying?
I like that you just wake up from a coma and you just break out of prison.
Sure.
Just go around blasting people.
You a gangster, man.
I mean, it's not as good graphically as Grand Theft Auto.
No. It's very apparent.
I think the driving was a little better because it wasn't as crazy, but yeah, I thought this one was fun because you just start blasting and then you go break out your friend out of he's in court for 300 something murders.
Yeah, it's an absurd like storyline that you're playing out, and they just really it's campy.
He tried to argue, he's like, statute of limitation, it shouldn't be like 250. And the judge is like, there's no statute of limitation for murder. It's like, what? Okay. But yeah, I was like, because it's stupid. I think the third one, if I remember correctly, you can attack with a giant dildo.
Yeah, yes. The penetrator.
Yeah, there's a lot of weapons and mods if you get the online like PC versions. They're
yeah,
it gets ridiculous with a lot of those things. I got this game and basically all of them for free on Epic, just on their weekly sale deals.
Yeah, right now Saints Row 2 is on sale on Steam. It was $2.50.
Yeah. So
normally $10.
At that price, is it worth it?
Yes, at $2.50, it's worth it.
$3.50, maybe too much.
Yeah, I had a PS3 version lying around. So this worked out perfectly.
So this actually had like a checkpoint system in it, which I thought was wild.
Yeah, it had, the map was, had a lot of shit on it too. Things you could do, like side missions and whatnot.
Yeah.
It looked like the
one where you
go on, Colin.
One where you pose as a cop for a cop style show and you go around killing people for their crimes, no matter how small. Like breaking up a violent protest by chainsawing the protesters to death.
Look, man, sometimes they just gotta get chainsawed. You know, I don't make the rules.
Yeah. Or blowing up a bunch of skateboarders with satchel bombs.
Look, the sign clearly says no skateboarder rollerblading, even though it's not 1990 anymore.
Or a neighborhood dispute by flamethrowering everybody.
Love thy neighbor. They did not.
Indeed.
Yeah, clearly it doesn't look as good. It's a lot more square and blocky for a lot of things. A lot less detail. But look, they don't have the Rage engine, so clearly they were doing the best they could. This felt like an upgraded San Andreas with campiness.
Yeah, I just really enjoy the campiness. So that's why I like San Andreas a little better than this era of Grand Theft Auto.
I was actually really... Oh, sorry?
No, go on. I was in thought there.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised that the main character, even though you customize him, is fully voiced with all multiple different kinds of voices. That the only other thing I've seen that done in is like Mass Effect. Well, so that really surprised me.
Oh, I wonder what technology would be like, because I could have sworn I read somewhere that a game had like 16 different voices, full dialogue, but it was one person who did the voice, and then they like computer... They just altered it through the computer to make them different voices.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Could be wrong. Where did I read that? Yeah. Doesn't matter. Whatever.
What kind of characters did you guys play as? Like, what did you make them look like?
I made them basic as hell.
Mine was a mime. He was athletic build. He had purple paint on his face, of course. He had a angry face all the time because I thought it was silly, and he just had a basic voice. But then when he got out, I got him a do-rag and I put him everything purple, even purple jeans.
You made him a pimp?
No, because I killed every pimp I saw.
Oh, okay. Well, you had to
made him look like a gangster mime, baby.
Gangster mime.
And I tried to pick his taunt to be the one that he talks the least.
Yeah, I had a Hispanic bodybuilder with a Fu Manchu mustache and a British accent. Then I gave him a basketball jersey with a camo do-rag and baggy jeans.
Well, you gotta have the do-rag. I mean, that's required.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I just had the guy have jeans, wife beater, and the do-rag. So basic. Yeah. I know you can mess with it so much more later. And one of my buddies, Jay, in Australia, he likes the Saint Rose series a lot. So he would show me things.
Oh, dang. They actually got famous people to do voice acting.
Did they?
MPH, Mila Kunis, Eliza Dushku, Keith David, Jay Moore, and Keith Michael Dorn.
Huh.
They had 80,000 lines of dialogue.
Damn.
What'd you guys think of the whole, like, currency and, what was it called? The respect system? Is that what it was? Respect bars?
There was currency and respect. You gain respect for, I guess, different people. I liked it because it was more of, like, getting your cred on the street, not trying to, like, build an empire like Grand Theft Auto. You're just kind of make your crew stronger. Get that respect, boy.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Respect points can be earned in two ways: by progressing through side missions called activities. Oh, very they thought about that a lot. And completing mini games and stunts called diversions. Yeah, so all the wacky side shit, basically. Get respect systems. System points. Okay. Oh, this has the same technology of Red Faction Guerrilla. Oh, that makes so much more sense because everything just went boom and explodey. Okay. Go on, Colin.
Yeah, that whole thing with having to do side missions in order to unlock main missions kind of, in a way, reminded me of Witcher 3. You pretty much have to do side missions to get the main story to continue.
Yeah, how do you feel
there's other games.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, where it's clearly side content, a lot of it's filler, but you have to do them in order to progress, because Assassin's Creed Odyssey made you do that a lot, Witcher, like you just mentioned. What do you guys think about that?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's not really a big sticking point for me. Just the game's reminding you what you can be doing. And
I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I always have a stronger opinion on that aspect of games, where unless the side missions are, like, actually important, then they shouldn't be side missions. They should be part of the main story. Or side missions are connected to each other where it's something separate from the story, kind of like a DLC story in that sense. Otherwise, I feel like it's just I'm going out of my way for, like, fetch quests and shit that are meaningless and have nothing to do with anything. And the amount of experience you gain is negligible. I feel like it's wasting my time more often than not.
I try to just knock out all the side quests before I go to the next mission anyway.
Hmm.
Try to overpower myself.
Yeah, because I was doing that in Final... Like, I bring it up because I was also doing it in Final Fantasy 16, and I'm like, all of these side missions are a waste of time. They mean nothing. And I kind of didn't get that in Saints Row 2 because there was a purpose to it with the building street cred. So
yeah.
That aspect, I'm like, okay, there's an actual purpose to this thing. It doesn't feel like I'm wasting anything. It's I'm building something. Assassin's Creed Black Flag had a lot of that where you're trying to build your crew. Same deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Campy. Not as in-depth or powerful as GTA 4, but boy, did reviewers at the time really harp on to it's not as good as GTA 4, therefore it can't have a good score. Let's see, what did it end up getting? I'm looking for it. Got
solid ratings.
Here we go.
I mean, lowest I see is a 5. Mostly it's 8 or 9s.
Yeah, I see a lot of 8s. 7.5s.
Edge gave it a 5.
Can't
out of 10.
Why. Actually, we know why. Few of the game's details will stick in your mind for long, and its pranky focus means it rarely gives you anything interesting to do with the toys on offer. Yeah, so they didn't like it. Okay.
Entertainment Weekly flagged the game as racist, misogynistic, crude, cynical, humorless, and stupid.
Yes.
But it still gave it a B.
And gave it a B. A larcenous good time. The worst game of 2008 from Entertainment Weekly. That's funny.
Jeez.
Oh, so they gave it a B, and then it looks like they took that away and went, no, actually, it's canceled.
Figures.
What did Entertainment Weekly give GTA 4? Okay, Entertainment Weekly. Review GTA 4. Let's see here. All right, here we go. April 29, 2008. Offering a trunkload of improvements and a sprawling urban environment packed with details, the latest in an already fabulous series is now also the greatest, plus Mario Kart Wii. What? Rated M for mature. Okay.
One of the worst lawyers of all time, Jack Thompson, called Saint Row 2 a Grand Theft Auto ripoff. I said, as true with pornography and as true with violence, the subsequent product tend to push the envelope even more. You know him, he was the Sue Happy lawyer. He's been disbarred, but he went against rap music and video games.
Anybody who grew up with games in the 90s knows his name.
So I say that's a good compliment coming from him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
GTA 4 is more than a state-of-the-art video game. It represents a compelling, if bloody and violent, example of both narrative and immersive power of the medium. So Saints Row 2, fucking racist, misogynistic, and terrible. Oh my god, cancel this thing. GTA 4, it's a marvel. even though there's, like, killing hookers and all that stuff, that's not entirely all that different.
Yeah, you also could be a female in Saints Row 2, so misogynistic. Fine, whatever. You could even have a guy that just acts like a woman and has a woman's voice. Like, they didn't care what you do with your character.
That sounds progressive to me. Okay.
He could have had everything look like a true gangster and still have like one of their like very feminine walks, and that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, Saints Row's ridiculous. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you want to say it's campy GTA, and that's still okay. That's fine.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm passing this.
Yeah, I'm passing Saints Row 2.
Yeah, easy pass.
All right, both pass. So GTA 4, Saints Row 2. Joey, you do the honors. Favorite, least favorite?
Saints Row 2 is my favorite, obviously, because it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cheaper. Tier-wise... Ooh. I'm going to give Saints Row 2 an A. And I'm going to give Grand Theft Auto a B on Steam.
B on Steam, okay. All right, Colin. What you got?
Saints Row is my favorite. But, from what I saw of both of them, I'm giving them both A's.
All right. I guess I'm going to be the mainstream bitch boy here. GTA 4 is clearly the superior game. You can also make it wacky and crazy. I'm going S, and then Saints Row 2. I'm sticking with an A with you guys.
That's okay. Fair.
Yeah. So my favorite
GTA. So both average out to A.
Both average out to A. So do you want the funny business, or do you want the serious business? That could also be funny. I guess Saints Row 2, you could also be serious, but There you go.
Yeah, you could if you want.
Man, we're off to a good start this year. A couple B's and a couple A's. Looks like I might have to fix that.
Ooh.
Oh, goody.
This was episode 152. The next theme is my pick. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye now.